with cultural values. Essentially white values, European values, that focus us on the European arena as a place of excellence. I was at the time very much, my mind was being opened up by a lot of discussions I started to have with young black guys from the labor movement, and about the realities of the body, I come back to this, the body politic, the body of politics. So the desire to locate myself in that body of politics was far more interesting for me than the aesthetic realm of locating myself somewhere in New York or Berlin. So there was a whole discourse, and so I started to make works that reflected my conversations with these guys, and of course they fell into this arena and people were just failing them because they weren't like consistent with the latest kind of installation arts that were coming from. You know, the students were doing that kind of stuff. So it was very problematic for me. So on the one hand, I was trying to listen to what my teachers were saying. On the other hand, my heart was locating itself somewhere else. And I think very much my formative struggle as an artist was very much to clear up that dialectic about embracing my full love affair with South Africa and forget about trying to be smart and in the European eyes, you know?
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I'm also very mindful of the fact that the world is much larger than South Africa. I don't want to oversimplify the idea that this is Africa and that's Europe. The world is a place of activity. However, the world needs to be seen through the lens of where I live without neglecting the ideas that exist in contemporary art discourse. So I really have a vision of making South Africa a great cultural destination.
Yeah.
Where amazing things happen, like anywhere else in the world.
Yeah.
I don't want there to be a generation of people who yearn to be seen by international curators traveling and making art that looks like it can exist in the New York, you know, or the Whitney Biennale. I mean, I don't give a shit about that, you know. That's not interesting enough for me. What is
interesting? Come here. Show us what's happening in your back. Then when I was trying to open this, they saw those empty pockets. How are you going to do all those pockets? No, I'm an artist. I'm going to do something with those pockets.
But we have already drank beer inside.
Just empty pockets. At the end, it's tight. The
security is tight to the Indians. Hey. Ah, they are bad. You can see the pole. You can think that is a pole. When you are coming to the airport, you can see, oh, there is a pole, there is another pole.
Ja, nach dem Gespräch und der Collage mit Andreas Botha. Man kann diese Interviews als auch dann die Videoaufnahmen der Autofahrten und so weiter auf der Projektseite sehen unter Redaktion Universal www.fehe.org. Und ja, das hier zum Schluss sind Ernest und Zwanga. Die sind auch in Europa gewesen aufgrund dieses Art-Projects. You Can Buy My Heart and My Soul hatten sie eben die Möglichkeit, nach Europa zu kommen. Und sie berichten sozusagen über ihre Erfahrungen an den Flughäfen. Okay, am Mikrofon verabschiedet sich Felicia Herrscher. Bis dann.